Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefud.
to miss the train. Oh yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
And the pain.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
I'd build a tree fort in our yard. go up there and hang out.
Like, open the fridge and stuff, and there will always be foods laid out for us, with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep. Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Eat Kraft
dinner. Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
What? Not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
I'd be rich.
In this weird and wonderful world of tomorrow, we'll still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
We leave room for your growth tomorrow.
And I know I won't awaken. It's a dream that can last. alone, and no one wondered or had to go.
Out on the corner, the angel said, there is a better life for me someday.
Standing at the loading when the trucks rolled up.
She was sniffing all around like a half-grown female pup. She wasn't hard to talk to, looked like she had nowhere to go. So I gave her a pass so she could get in and see the show. And when they walked off stage, the drummer swept that girl away. But Rosie, you're alright. You wear my ring when you hold me tight. Rosie, that's my thing. When you turn out the light, I got to hand it to me. Rosie. Well, I guess I might have known from the start she'd come for a star. Could have told my imagination not to run too far. Of all the by now, you'd think I'd learned that it's who you look like, not who you are.
You gotta keep that in mind.
Rosie, you're alright. You wear my ring when you hold me tight. Rosie, that's my thing. When you turn out the light, I got to hand it to me. Oh, looks like it's me and you again tonight. Looks like it's me and you again tonight, Rosie. 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 Rosie.
Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.